You're listening to Owen Blogger's Viewpoints, broadcasting from the Owen Graduate School of Management at Vanderbilt University.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Owen Blogger's Viewpoints, plural, as I was just told by my fabulous co-host, Jared Dangman. I am Astrid Huebner, and today we have a special surprise for all of you out there. We have a fellow second-year MBA student from Owen Graduate School of Management here with us in Jared's bedroom, Rachel Barnhart.
Hi!
You make it sound so dirty, Astrid.
I'm sitting in your closet, Jared.
And we finished that a long time ago.
That's true.
Jared is no longer in his the closet.
Oh, God. So, busy week here at Owen. We had all of the clubs launched this week. We had Net Impact.
It's true.
Launch. And we should probably mention that Rachel is the president of the Net Impact chapter here at Owen.
And we had a wonderful kickoff meeting on Thursday. We had food from Jason's Deli, which was awesome. And we had a great presentation that the board put together. And we encourage everyone to sign up at www.netimpact.org for this year's membership.
And make sure to select the Vanderbilt Owen Graduate School of Management link when you sign up.
Yes.
That way you're a part of our chapter and you'll be able to get all the fun emails and communications that we will send your way.
And maybe if you're somebody like me who never recycles and never turns off lights, you might want to say what Net Impact is.
Why don't you explain what Net Impact is while I look at Astrid glaringly?
As we both do. Net Impact is actually an organization. It's an international organization with chapters at MBA schools and professional chapters all over the world. And it promotes changing the world through business. It's a CSR, a corporate social responsibility umbrella organization, and it covers environmental sustainability and social responsibility at the corporate level. So what we strive to do is really train students and professionals to bring these principles into the workplace once they're done with school and as they continue in their careers. So it's a really great organization, and we're excited about the year. We've got some great plans for speakers and lots of upcoming events that are going to be great.
Absolutely. So what's been going on in your little universe? I know that I've been busy with Corporate Val all weekend, as we were last. Though, even though I should mention that we are recording this fairly early. Last week, we recorded like a little bit before midnight. We were both up late doing a lot of work. I'm done with all of my classwork right now, so I get to sit back, relax, and enjoy myself for a little bit.
Well, doesn't that make me feel great with me having 8 homework sets for advanced accounting to do tonight? Thanks, Jared. Love it.
Oh, you're welcome.
So I want to talk about something really specific to being in business school, and I think that what you're about to learn from my conversation with my classmates now will help you through your time at Owen. And if you have access to Microsoft Outlook and you don't know how to use the calendar yet, if you join Owen or you are at Owen, you better learn that fairly quickly.
Not only do you need to learn how to use Outlook, you need to update your calendar regularly.
Right.
Because that's the only way people are going to know whether or not you're busy. So that when we actually have to, you know, coordinate the thousands of group meetings that we have to do per mod, it's so much easier to do it online.
Right, and mine is really fantastic. I have found, thanks to our fantastic managing improved processes, Professor Nancy Heyer, I have found out how to color code all my different entries at the calendar. And I already got from 2 of my classmates compliments for my well-organized calendar.
Now, if you attended the PowerPoint and Outlook tips session at orientation this year, you would have known that before you got to school.
Well, but I'm a second year, so I didn't have orientation this year.
It's true.
Yeah, but granted, that didn't keep Rachel and I from hanging out at orientation.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do for a week in the summer?
Did you learn new tricks?
Yeah, we learned about color coding our calendars.
Great. Just great.
You know what it really ticks me off, though?
What?
Like, you can't get color coding on the iPhone. I'm really, really ticked off about that. Like, when I go onto my iPhone calendar, I don't see the color coding that I put in an Outlook.
Oh, my gosh. I'll call Steve right now. Tell him.
Yeah, seriously, ask Steve what's going on.
With your Verizon Samsung phone.
Exactly.
Hi. I'm calling from a Samsung
Steve,
phone.
We've
Let
got
me
a
know.
Problem.
Okay, so I know there's another topic that we've been dying to get into here, and it's very relevant to kind of the first couple of weeks of grad school. Do you want to set the stage for us, Astrid?
Dating at Owen.
Way to be subtle there, Astrid. Way to be subtle. Okay, so what prompted this? What prompted this, Astrid?
I think that when you're in such a small community as Owen, I really gotta watch what I'm saying now, by the way.
Yeah.
So, if you're at such a small community at Owen, what happens is you desperately fall in love with at least one of your classmates at least once every mod. This is what happens.
Really, Astrid?
I was about to say, man, I have not been alerted to this.
So now, fellow second years, you might wonder who were the four Astrid fell in love with last year.
Yeah, that is.
And just to one of my classmates, it's none of our top 10 list who's most likely to be a CEO of the future, which Rachel and I came up with during our trip to Miami over the 4th of July. No, this is just something you just keep listening over the year, and eventually I'll reveal what this fantastic idea was.
Absolutely, because it is a running commentary. You only get the full effect if you listen to the show every week, because there are running jokes, or we are trying to develop running jokes, apparently. Now, I have to admit, I'm against dating at Owen for a couple of reasons, one of which, granted, there aren't that many other
attractive men apart besides Jared.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true.
But also just because I don't think that it's necessarily... It's like dating a coworker.
Right.
So, I mean, I did my whole tour of the grad schools. I've gone out with somebody from the law school, and I went out with somebody... Quiet you. I went out with a guy from the med school and even a divinity school student.
Nice job.
I need to have a passport now.
We should make a grad school passport.
God.
But anyways, what Jared tried to tell you, and this is probably an advice everybody will second, although we have some pretty amazing couples in
our
class.
We do.
Within the classes. So I'm not going to say it's not going to work. But what ultimately happened, and if you've ever been dating a coworker you've not ended up marrying, that if you're not dating anymore and you're assigned to the same team, not so fun.
Awkward. Just slightly.
And so this is the first point. The second point is that there are a lot of hot people outside of Owen.
Absolutely.
Especially in the music industry. And I bet that Rachel, who worked herself before she came to Owen, in the music industry, the country music industry, we gotta say, can talk a little about dating outside of home.
And the highlights. And the highlights of the Nashville dating scene.
There are a smorgasbord of available dates in the Nashville area. I'd like to start with the group of people commonly known as guitar players. Pretty much everyone in Nashville falls into this category in some way or another. And it's rare that you meet a guy at a bar that doesn't at some point say something about how they pick up the guitar once in a while, or, you know, they took lessons, or even better is when they say they're in a band. Who doesn't like a guy in a band, right?
Depends what kind of band.
It does depend on what kind of band. But this was actually a pretty big joke with my roommate and I. We always used to joke that when someone would say this, we would be ecstatic and just say something like, I love music, right? Because these guys really thought they were pretty impressive. So you have the guitar player. Then you have the...
Executive.
The executive. You have lots of business people.
But the executive
people,
is usually an older type.
No, the executive is usually a younger type who doesn't know that you know that he would be older if he was an executive.
I'm confused.
Okay, so apparently you've been exposed to a crop of better executives than I have.
Yeah, me too.
Well, anyways.
And I think that's really about it that's going on this week.
No.
Okay, you continue on with what you have. Let me check the rest of my calendar and figure out what's going on. Oh,
maybe
obviously
color-coded?
It's not color-coded.
It's not color-coded.
Obviously, we should mention that tomorrow, Monday, is Labor Day, but...
Since we don't belong to the category of labor,
but
we will be in the management, we don't get the day off.
Yeah, but actually, you know, the really cool thing that the Owen administration does is we do a big, massive barbecue at lunch.
Right.
Hosted by Dean Bradford. So.
And also this week, our first home game. Thursday night. I'm extremely excited. We're playing Rice University.
With the tailgate. That's right. Because it's the home game starts at what?
And it's actually against South Carolina. I correct myself.
Yes. When is it?
Where is Rice University?
Texas.
Okay.
Texas.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll be sure to have recycling there.
Absolutely.
That's a big deal.
We'll have recycling there, and then, of course...
a tailgate area. We're very excited that this year, after Vanderbilt University basically eliminated all tailgating for students due to a lot of issues with underage drinking. Obviously, law students or business students are not really involved in that one, but they had a lot of issues with felonies in relation to underage drinking. But now, what... Our OSGA, Owen Student Government Association, VP of Social Events has actually arranged, and that's fantastic. So kudos to Dan Good for setting that up. He has organized a so-called Vandyville spot, which is two tents, I believe, right in front of the stadium, which is cool because a lot of people might really go to the game for once. Because before, the tailgating area for business school was like a mile walk from the actual game.
And you know what's also cool is that the Owen Culinary Society will be catering each tailgate. We will be offering hamburgers and hot dogs. Yes, we have not announced this quite yet. I guess this is officially the announcement right now, and will probably skewer me for doing this, but hey, I'm the VP of marketing or the SVP or however we want to.
And the first tailgate is this Thursday. Exactly, it's about time to announce.
Absolutely.
And speaking of burgers and hot dogs, I think we got to cut out here because I'm really hungry and we're about to go to our favorite Sunday night bar, Jackson's right around the corner. Right. If you ever want to hang out with us, I'm definitely there every Sunday night.
That's right. And of course, you can always be on, you can be a guest on the show, like Rachel has. And after her wonderful performance, something tells me she's going to be back many times.
I hope that you'll invite me back. I've enjoyed my time here today.
Anything left on your agenda, Astrid?
No, I'm done. Although I gotta say that Jared is desperately in love with one of the singers at the stage. I tried to get his attention yesterday. Jared's attention, not the singer's attention. But I found out where the singer buys the t-shirts with the really low-cut
Are you
colors.
Serious?
Yes, one of my classmates told me where you can find them.
Oh, that's hilarious. Though I would never dare wear anything like that. I honestly, I just, you know, sometimes just gotta go with what looks good on you versus what looks cool on other people.
Right. That's a great closing right there. Thank you all for listening in.
Absolutely. You can get more information on anything that we talked about on the show or access previous episodes by going to www.owenbloggers.com/viewpoints.
And as Heidi Klum would say, auf Wiedersehen.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to this production of Owen Bloggers Viewpoints. For more great content from the web's leading MBA bloggers, visit www.owenbloggers.com.